Okay, says it's recording, so I wanted to make sure about that before I started. I've been known occasionally to mess that up, so I always want to make sure. So thank you so much for joining me tonight. We are talking about the 12 business systems that every coach needs. So hopefully you are in the right place at the right time. And before we get started, I always like to just take a moment to breathe. It's towards the end of the week now, but you know, kind of a crazy day, and you know, you're probably a parent, or you know, you've got your business and stuff going on. So sometimes we just need that moment just to take a nice deep breath and, whew, you know, center ourselves and get us focused on learning. And that's really what I want to, offer you tonight. Is we're going to have an opportunity to learn, and so I really appreciate you being here, and I commend you for taking the time. And I will do my best to make it as valuable as possible. So the recording is going to be available this evening after the call. Then I will go ahead and send out the link to the video or to the recording to everybody after the call. Okay, so for those of you who don't know me, my name is Michelle. I've been coaching for over 15 years. I got my BCC and I've got my master's both in e-commerce and online learning. So I'm in this whole, you know, techie education, training, all that kind of stuff all melded together. I've been in the ILCT faculty in this for almost a decade. It's hard to believe it's been going on for, I've been a part of it for so long, and absolutely just love it. I'm also the host of the podcast called Divorce Sucks. Your life doesn't have to. I did a training on the podcast on how to create your own podcast. And I really recommend, if you haven't had a chance to listen to that, that you go ahead and listen to that, because it's a really good one. And the podcast has really changed my business. And so, if you are interested in doing that, definitely check that training out. I also consider myself kind of the strategic digital creative. I'm big on strategy. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring this particular training, because I think tools are part of our strategy. And then I do like the digital world, and I tend to be on the creative side of the house. And most of all, I'm a mom to two kiddos that are my absolute joy in life. So that's just a little bit about me. So I want to just, before we get, really digging into the content, I want to just kind of give you a couple of promises for you spending the time with me tonight. I really think that's so important that you have some expectations, because you're devoting your valuable time to learning. So the training will be recorded and I will send out the link. I will definitely honor your time. So I'm going to keep this to hopefully a little less than an hour, but I will definitely have time available after that. And I really want to make sure that I provide you value, that you're spending your time. So make sure that there's value for you. I'm going to give you some actionable insights. And that's really the key, is that it's one thing if you attend a training and you're like, that was really useless. That doesn't give me anything to go on. There's nothing for me to do. And so I want to kind of make, offer that promise to you that there's actually stuff that you're going to be able to do right afterwards. And then I always have a Q&A at the end, and I always remain on the line until all of your questions have been answered. So if, you're looking at the clock and we're kind of, butting up against the end of time, don't stress, because I will stay on as long as I need to make sure everybody's questions are answered. So don't hesitate to, or, don't worry about being worried that I'm not going to answer your questions, because I certainly will, and I'll stay on as long as I need to. So let's kind of go over tonight. We're going to go over what a grandmaster chess player knows that coaches need to know. And this is an important part, and I'll show you the strategy behind this, why you need business systems into your business. And this is a really important part. And then what systems you need in place in order to scale your business. So let's talk about the grandmaster chess player, because I think this is one of the important parts when we're thinking about our business strategy, we're thinking about growth, we're thinking about implementing systems, which are really tools in our business. We have to think strategically, right? So in chess, an amateur, now I'm not a chess player, so I'm just kind of going based upon what I understand about the game of chess. that amateurs tend to think 1 to 3 moves ahead. So, you know, Mac, I can probably relate it more to checkers in all honesty, but, you know, in checkers, you know, it's usually, you know, you're like 1 move ahead or maybe 2 moves ahead. Now, if you're playing against the kids or something, you might be able to think a little bit more ahead of them, but nonetheless, it's still just a couple of moves ahead. So pros tend to think more steps ahead. They're 4 or 5 steps ahead. So they've got things a little bit more planned out. They're a little bit more ahead of the game. They see the long range plans of what they're doing. So masters in the game of chess tend to think 6 to 10 steps ahead, or strategies or moves or whatever you want to call it within the game of chess. But the grandmasters tend to think 11 to 15 steps ahead. And so why do I bring this up? Excuse me. This is important when we're talking about growing your business, when you're talking about putting in systems, which are tools, that you're thinking those 11 to 15 steps ahead. Now, maybe you're starting off and you're thinking 1 to 3 moves ahead of what you're doing now. Maybe you've only got the next step in your business planned out, or maybe the next thing that you want to implement. Maybe you're a little bit more ahead of the game and you've got maybe 4 or 5 things that you're kind of planning in the future and looking at it strategically in that sense. I really want to kind of go big on this one and really kind of show you some systems for you to kind of have that grandmaster perspective in thinking about your business. So that's why I wanted to introduce it in that sense, to think from a strategic perspective in your business, thinking like a grandmaster. So some things to get clear on, there's 2 key things. I want you to think about, who do you really want to be? Who do you want to be in your business? Who do you want to be as a coach? Who do you want to be, you know, when you're showing up? You know, who is that person? What is that ideal version of yourself that you really want to show up as? And then how do you really want to make your money? Okay, so this is one of those things. Now, hopefully you'll say legally, right? Ethically. But I'm really talking about the perspective of, you know, what are those revenue sources? What are the ways that people are going to be coming to you that you're going to be generating revenue? Okay, because when we're talking about systems, systems don't matter unless you know how they're going to work, how they're going to help you grow your business. So if you don't know, you know, who do you want to be? Like, how do you want to show up in your business? And then how do you want to make that money? Which revenue sources do you are more important to you? Which revenue sources connect with you? So again, that's that thought process and that's that strategy. We go back to that analogy of chess. So I always kind of go back to, there's always, you know, that one word, right? So in order to truly completely own your life and your business, it really comes down to this one word, and that's decision. So you need to decide the life that you want, the business that you want, the strategy that you're going to use, and the systems you want to put in place so that the odds are in your favor, so that as you're strategizing your business, as you're planning those things, you're making those decisions, thinking them sort of bigger picture, that grandmaster, you know, concept, if you will. So let's dig into what an actual business system is. So let's make sure we have kind of a common definition of a business system. What is it, so that we're all kind of starting from the same point? So ultimately, it's a system of processes, methods, all those kinds of things that are designed to achieve a specific result. So your business system is things that work together, that have their place in the big picture, that actually work together to grow your business, to leverage the technology, to leverage your skill set so that you can maximize your time. And that's really, when we're talking about business system, it's really about the things that are going to allow you to achieve what it is that you want to achieve. So they're not about my objectives, they're about yours. And that's why we always kind of go back to, what is it that you want in your business? Who do you want to be in your business? And how do you want to show up? Because those systems are the tools that are going to help you show up that way. They're going to help you strategize. They're going to help you think farther down the turnpike, you know, if you will, in being able to make those decisions and implement those strategies. Oops, did I click? Oh, I went a little too far ahead. Okay, hold on a second. Did I go? Okay, sorry. I had a little delayed reaction there. So why do you need systems in your business? So, you know, business systems are really like employees. You know, this is one of the things that, you know, when you're thinking about the concept of a system, really think about it as an employee. But you don't have to pay all the, you know, the taxes and stuff on them. They're just a straight up charge, right? So it frees you to do the mundane. You know, when you think about hiring like an admin or something like that, if you have a system that can take care of some of those things, helps you take care of the mundane tasks. Systems also allow you to focus on what's important. Okay, so instead of having to manually invoice people, if you have a system in place, for example, it allows you to focus on what's really important in your business. The nice thing too is that systems work when you don't. So because they're technology-based, because they're essentially automated or fairly automated, they work even when you don't, which is really nice. Okay, so we're going to dig in to the 12 business systems that you need in your coaching business. And I'll tell you, they're not in any particular order. Sometimes, you know, you just got to start with one and end at 12. And however they show up, they show up. So they're not in any particular order, sequence, or importance or anything like that. I do have a little disclaimer. I don't gain anything from sharing any of these particular resources. These are generally ones that I use or have known people who have used them. I don't necessarily use every single one of these, but most of them I do. So I really want you to understand that this is not any objective to get you to buy something or use a particular system. They're just ones that, you know, either other coaches are using them, I've used them. And so just to kind of give my little disclaimer that there's no motive there. Okay, so the first system is one for gaining traffic. So you have to get some type of traffic. You've got to get your potential clients coming to you. Okay, so what are some ways? On your website, it can be your search engine optimization or SEO. So making sure that you have your website is being, you know, modified and activated and keywords are put up and links are proper and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, what is your system for gaining that traffic? Is it the paid ads? You know, do you do some ads on, you know, on social media? Do you use referrals? Do you go to, well, obviously these days we don't go to networking events, but you know, back in the day, you know, you go to networking events or, you know, just networking online. Do you cold call? You know, some people really do well with, you know, say cold call, more like, you know, cold message these days on, you know, on so different social media platforms, but you know, what is your system for gaining that traffic for people to even have eyes upon you? And that's really when we're talking about gaining traffic, we're talking about eyes on you. That doesn't mean you're going to necessarily have every sale because you won't, but what system do you have in place that's going to bring eyes upon you? And that's really what I want you to take from this one is that how do you get people to go from not having a clue who you are into having you at least in front of them, looking at your content, looking, being interested in something that you have to say? What is that method? So the second one is a sales funnel system. So a sales funnel is pretty simple. It's just the process. If we think about a funnel, we're going to have, you know, people can, we, you know, can have sort of eyes upon us, you know, lots of eyes upon us, but not everybody is going to click. Not everybody is going to, maybe they click, but they don't necessarily schedule an appointment. They don't, you know, sign up for your email. They don't do any of those kinds of stuff until, you know, that's the process. So you have the wide part of the funnel that is sort of everybody. And then as you go narrower and narrower in the funnel is the more that you're going to be able to have people who are more targeted towards your message, more interested in what you have to say. And so it goes more narrow as the funnel comes, you know, to a smaller opening. And so that sales funnel, now I use ClickFunnels, so that's why I happen to use this image, but there's lots of other sales funnel systems, and there's software that is a sales funnel system, but there's also just your own processes that you can implement. So, but the key is to have a system that is a sales funnel that takes people through a process of not knowing you to making a purchase, or to, you know, having you coach them, whatever that process is for you. And so it's that nurturing process. It's the, you know, sign up for my email. It's the, let's have a discovery call. You know, here's my ebook, here's my this, whatever it happens to be, to get you into that pipeline where people will actually take out their wallet and spend some money. And that's really what that process is. So people get, a lot of times, get intimidated by the concept of a sales funnel, but at the end of the day, it's a relationship. So what relationship are you going to build with somebody when they first, you know, see your website or see, excuse me, a social media post or something like that? From that first encounter, how do you draw them into actually taking out their wallet and, you know, spending some money with you? And that's really what the sales funnel system is. So the third one is obviously a payment system. And so there's lots of different ones. I happen to use both Stripe and PayPal. I am a big fan of Payment Processor. I think it's important from just an integration perspective, where it depends on the website and all kinds of stuff that goes on. One tends to work better than others, in depending on which system you're using. But more important than the actual system that you're using, as far as like if you're using a Square website, I think it's Square, or no, I'm thinking Shopify. But, you know, there's lots of different options. My whole point with making sure you have at least two payment processors is, if one of them goes down, you have a backup. Now, you may think, well, what's the likelihood of Stripe going down, or what's the likelihood of PayPal going down, or whomever it is that you're using? And it's not so much about them from a technical perspective going down, like the website doesn't work kind of thing. It's more of the perspective that maybe there's some kind of a weird activity on your account that they shut you down, or they put a pause on things. And you may go like, wait, what the heck? Like, I didn't do anything wrong. They're in full control. Okay. So a lot of times we're at the mercy of the payment processors. So if something was to ever happen, now granted, it's fairly remote, but if it was to happen, at least you have a backup. So if your client's like, hey, I tried to pay you and it wouldn't go through, I'm sorry, I'm having problems with that account, there's something going on, here's another way to pay me. Okay. But if you don't have that, then you're going, oh geez, do I take a check, or do I, you know, do I have them, you know, send me, you know, whatever, through Venmo or something like that, which doesn't really look that professional, because you really want to have that payment processing. So I'm a big fan of having two of them, whatever ones you're comfortable with. PayPal, people like, just because it's of the sort of an anonymity of the account information, you know, other people really don't care. So whatever it is, but at the end of the day, have at least two of them. And if you, you know, if you have some higher dollar transactions, go for three. I think I do have a third one, but I don't know that I've actually really used it. So I don't know that it would actually work if I tried, but nonetheless, I do have two active accounts, and I would recommend that you have at least two. So the next one is an invoicing and accounting system. Okay. So now it depends on how you run your business. QuickBooks may or may not be a need for you. So if you have something where you can just set up, you know, a monthly occurrence, Stripe will do that. You can easily set up a monthly, you know, almost like a membership. It's considered a membership, but it's just a monthly invoicing. You can have an X number of payments. So if you offer a payment plan for your clients, so if you're going to charge them, you know, let's say $5,000, and they're going to pay you $1,000 a month, you can do a payment plan, and it can charge $1,000 on the first of every month for 5 months. And after that fifth payment, it won't charge again. So it depends on your business needs. But this is something that, again, if you're going to be doing a lot of invoicing, accounting type of stuff, QuickBooks may be something that would be beneficial for you to have. The other part of this that kind of works nice is a lot of times they have apps that you can, you know, put on your phone, and that way you can scan in receipts. So, you know, you go out to, again, these days, I don't know, we go out to lunch that much, but you know what I mean? That, you know, there's some kind of business expense that you can scan that receipt right away, upload it to your account. And that way you don't have to, you know, go through your purse or go through your briefcase or whatever and find a receipt that you had from something from a week ago. Okay. So it does make things a heck of a lot easier, but it really depends on if your business needs it. If it's, you know, if you don't have a whole lot of invoicing, it may not be worth it. So it's up to you, but this is something definitely to at least consider and say, do I even need this? Will I need this? Will it be beneficial? Is there something that it's going to offer me to do? And maybe I don't need it right now, but maybe it's part of my strategy and my part of my growth plan is that by 6 months from now, I want to be able to be in a position where I'm going to need the invoicing. I'm going to need something like this. So again, that's that strategy part, but understanding what these systems do. So being aware of it is the first step, and then, you know, inquiring and then seeing what the cost is and doing a cost benefit analysis and deciding if this works for you, if this is something that will be beneficial. So the next one is an onboarding system. Okay. So you have a new client. How do you onboard them? And, you know, we think a lot of times of onboarding almost like as a, you know, as a new employee, like that's usually what people associate onboarding with, but from the client perspective, or as a coach and a client thing, is that you really want to have something that is professional and systematic for your clients, for them to feel welcome and special and important in your business. So a welcome email, you know, and something that is, you know, fairly auto-generated. Welcome, you know, I'm so glad to be working with you, you know, blah, 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 whatever it happens to say. And then here's a link to your, you know, to your, you know, intake form. And so I'd like to learn more about you. So please go ahead and fill this document out. So it links to that, that form. And then, you know, there's a place where, you know, again, depending on how you have things set up, you know, they need to sign up for their payments. So, you know, here's a link to, you know, send the payments, and here's a link to schedule our first call or whatever it happens to be. So when you can do that onboarding and give your clients everything kind of in a nice little package, that makes them feel special. It has an element of professionalism. It brings, you know, brings your whole coaching up to a new level. And in doing so, it, you know, brings you internally, you feel more confident because you have this nice system in place. It makes your client feel special because they're like, wow, my coach has got this thing together. So again, whatever that happens to be, but making sure you have something that systematically welcomes and brings your new client on board and processes and whatever they can expect, you know, whatever it is that's important to you, convey that. You know, if you are willing to accept text messages, or you have a text messaging service, say, you know what, if you have anything to share, if you need anything important, please don't hesitate to text me, you know, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. or whatever it is that works for you, and offer them that in your email as well. So kind of that whole welcome thing. Okay. Okay. I'm going to look at the questions at the end. So I will, I appreciate the questions, but sometimes I get a little distracted. So I will look at those questions at the end. But thank you for asking. Okay. So the next one is a social media posting system. So there's lots of different ones. There's Hootsuite, there's Sprout, there's Social Report, there's Social Pilot, there's Meet Edgar, there's a whole bunch of them. The key with this, and there's different price points, and obviously each one's going to have their own little nuances and things that they offer that are going to be unique to them. But at the end of the day, it's a process where you can upload you know, a month's worth of content, a week's worth of content, whatever it is that you want. And you can have them, you know, post at different times. You can have them, you know, do it all at the same time. I mean, however you want to set them up. But essentially, when we talk about a social media posting system, think about it as a portal, right? So you can go in and you can dump all of your content, your images and your the things that you write about the images, whatever it happens to be, and then say, okay, this image one and text one are going to go out on this day, and image two and text two are going to go out on this day, and schedule them out. And that way you don't at least have to worry about that part of your social media strategy, is that way it gets all put out there. Now, what I would suggest is starting out with something that's a free service to get yourself acclimated to it and figure out how is it that you function, because everybody works very differently. So some people like more hands-on, and they don't necessarily want a system because they like the hands-on aspect. Some people hate social media and they do it just because it's part of their strategy, but they're not really into it. And so something like this may be beneficial. The one thing I will say is that no matter whether you use a social media system or a posting system or you don't, make sure that if you're posting on social media, that you're engaging in it. So somebody makes a comment, reply back to them. Somebody says something, like the comment. When they share your content, thank them for it. Go in and like that. You know, if they've shared it on their page, go and like it so that they see that you're interacting. So the flip side of a social media posting system is that you have to still remain engaged. Otherwise, it's kind of like you just sort of dump and run. And the whole point of social media is to interact and not just dump the content and run. So this is great if you're going to be on vacation or something like that, or you just want to just kind of take care of it all at once and then go in and interact throughout the day and not be worried about posting. So again, it just really is a personal choice, but kind of thinking about how do you use this and why is this beneficial and which is the one that would make the most sense, or which method is the way that makes the most sense for you and how you function in your daily activities and your daily interactions online. So system seven is a creative creation system. I'm a big fan of Canva, and I like Canva because it is extraordinarily user-friendly. It is, it's cheap on the pocketbook. I think it's like 10 bucks a month or something, which is nice. It's very, very versatile, and it can really help to maintain your branding. And I'll share with you at the end of this training, but I'm going to be doing I'll show you the link with at the end. But I'm going to be doing a training on Canva specifically next month. So if you're interested in Canva, I'd highly encourage you to sign up for that one, because it's really I'm going to dig in. I'm just going to go and show you how everything works, because Canva is so robust that it's kind of hard to just explain it in a 2-3 minute span. But nonetheless, having a system where you can create something that you can post not only on social media, but things like presentations, eBooks, different stories, Instagram story or Facebook story, those kinds of things. So Canva does it all. And there's also resources that you can import into Canva that will take your creation to the next level. So I'm a super big fan of Canva. And that's why next month I'm going to do a training purely on Canva, because I think it's so important for you actually to see, because there's so much to it. But so this one, I will tell you, like, I don't tell people what to buy, but definitely get Canva. So, let me say, I'm not telling you what to do, but definitely get it. So anyhow, let's move on to the next one. So the next one is what I call sort of this podcast and video creation system. So if you heard my training on podcasting, I showed you that I use Camtasia. And so I love Camtasia because it has a lot of bells and whistles, but it's not a super expensive program. And it allows you to do both video and audio editing, which is really nice, because if you're a person who likes to be on camera and, you can grab your cell phone, put up a, one of those ring lights and, talk on camera and you're great. And then you can, edit in Camtasia and it's good to go, and you can put it on YouTube. If you're a podcaster like I am, you know, and you record, you can record it straight to get to Camtasia and export the audio and then put it into, I use Buzzsprout and put it into there. And that way, it gets, sort of deployed to all kinds of platforms, which is really nice. So at the end of the day is having whatever methods you're more comfortable with, whether it's video or podcast, having a system that you can create it, which is why I brought up the Camtasia. Now there's plenty of other ones. There's, I think, Screencast, GarageBand, if you're going to do just podcasting, because it's just the audio. So there's other platforms and there's other resources, but the point is to have something that you're comfortable with, that you can record and edit. And like I said, Camtasia is really, has lots of bells and whistles. And I think the software is like $300. So maybe $300 is kind of a steep investment, but at the same time, it's a, you know, I don't want to say one and done because there'll always be upgrades. But I think, you know, I've had Camtasia for probably a decade, and I've probably spent maybe another $200 on upgrades. So maybe total $500 I've spent on it. So over the span of 10 years. So we're looking at, you know, what, $50 a month, or I mean, sorry, $50 a year, or 200, whatever the math is. Anyways, the point is it's a really good software. So if you're interested in that or interested in doing video or audio recordings, definitely give it a try. And I think there's like a 30-day free trial. And then we all know YouTube, so I didn't even bother putting YouTube up here. But if you're interested in podcasting, I use Buzzsprout, and I think it's like $12 a month. And so that's a really good one. And it deploys it to all the other platforms. So the Apple Podcast, Stitch, I don't know, whatever those logos are up there, it takes it to all of them. I don't remember them all off the top of my head. So the next one is a client scheduling system. So Calendly, I have so much troubles pronouncing that one. So that one is, you know, it's an online scheduling system. There's other ones. I think there's like Acuity or something like that. You know, I'm old school, so I actually have like my physical calendar, and I literally pencil people in. So that's my method. But as high tech as I am, I'm old school in my notes and my calendar. So I handwrite everything. But anyhow, if you're into more of the online scheduling, this is a great, you know, whether it's Calendly or the other ones that are available, having some kind of client scheduling system that they can go in and they can see what are your times available. You know, if you don't have a reoccurring time that you schedule your clients, then you can always say, okay, you know what, here's my calendar link, put yourself on the calendar and go from there. So again, it just depends on your style. It depends on your comfort. It depends on just your own rhythm and what makes sense for you. But this is definitely a great option. And I think Calendly, and I don't remember how much it costs. It's not super expensive, but I think if you go to there's a free version. And if you go to the paid version, I believe you can,